The Assembly will hear an address by Her Excellency Kersti Kaljulaid, President of the Republic of Estonia. I request protocol to escort Her Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations Her Excellency Kersti Kaljulaid, President of the Republic of Estonia, and to invite her to address the Assembly.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, our world is unpredictable. Much of this unpredictability stems from climate change. Climate change can be counterbalanced by rapid technological disruption of our wasteful ways of life. But it is easy to see that technological development, at this moment especially the rapid upscaling of digital technologies into the hands of billions, while it certainly has a positive transformative potential, actually adds to the difficulties of understanding our future. This new world offers opportunities. Unfortunately, it also enhances the risks. To grab the first and manage the last, we need flexible and quick action, also on global stage. Estonia, a nation of just over 1 million, is sensitive to the fact that unpredictability is especially hard to cope with for those who are inherently weak, the poor, disabled, very young or very old. It is hard for those made weak by discrimination, often women, ethnic and religious minorities. Estonia itself has gone through a rapid transformation period of a quarter of a century after regaining independence. As our economic and social statistics prove, we were quite good to protect the weaker in our society while rapidly adapting and growing our economy. We know it can be done. We suffered long from the Hobbesian position of international community that liberty might bring chaos, that bad rule is better than no rule. Therefore, our guiding principles have been those of John Locke, of rule of law, of checks and balances, of individual rights. Notably, Locke also initially believed what Thomas Hobbes had postulated, but changed his mind while he was on a diplomatic mission observing a civil society of Brandenburg, the way of life where different ideas had the right to quietly coexist, as he put it. This debate is still with us in the current world. We know how to offer our know-how on empathic, inclusive development to the global discussion table. Estonia is aspiring to become the elected member of the United Nations Security Council for the period of 2020-21. As a small state which was occupied for 50 years of its 100 years of history, we are sensitive to the worries of all those states and people who lack capacity to withstand the global tides. There are too many states in the world which suffer from unresolved conflicts. These are states which could take care of their own people and contribute at the global scene if we were quicker to manage the conflicts which are holding them back, or worse, threatening to tear them apart. Ongoing military aggression in eastern Ukraine continues to stir conflict and cause casualties amongst the civilians, including loss of a member of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission. Crimean Peninsula remains occupied, as do parts of Georgia. There are protracted conflicts in Transnistria and Nagorno-Karabakh. There are many countries which have been torn apart by the tensions we saw but could not dissipate in time to avoid the worst. The world has lost 500,000 people in Syria. Estonia supports the International Impartial and Independent Mechanism established in December 16 to assist in the investigation and prosecution of those responsible for the most serious crimes under international law committed in the Syrian Arab Republic since March 2011. We cannot overlook the escalating sufferings of the people of Yemen or ignore the fate of the Rohingya people. We need to put more effort into humanitarian action to tackle hunger, diseases, and epidemics looming in countries. Our common efforts in fighting famine and hunger are also crucial in South Sudan, Somalia, and Nigeria. Not every state is using its resources and efforts, its technological advances, to the benefit of its people. North Korea is an acute threat to the world peace. There are also considerable risks to the global stability, which are not any more linked to any particular state. The risk of terrorism is metastatic. Having started from disappointments and disillusionment of people from failed and failing states, it has spread globally. The key to successfully countering terrorism and violent extremism lies in our cooperation on all levels, national, regional, and global. The Secretary General's initiative to restructure the counterterrorism architecture at the United Nations makes the global efforts more coordinated and transparent. Effective counterterrorism measures and the protection of human rights are mutually reinforcing, not conflicting goals. Ladies and gentlemen, all the above, enhanced already now, but unfortunately even more in the future by the real effects of the climate change, has led to the highest number of displaced people ever seen globally. As with all global challenges, the United Nations is the natural entity to work out and agree on a solution. Last year, we agreed the New York Declaration on Migration and Refugees. We must address the root causes and drivers for irregular migration to improve border management and fight trafficking in human beings. It includes facilitating the opportunities for legal migration. I would like to emphasize that the underlying basic values of our joint endeavors are humanism and solidarity. A bitter lesson from Estonia's own history, when we were dispersed around the world due to occupations and World War II, is how important is the empathy towards the refugees fleeing the atrocities of war and destruction. If we want to tackle the root causes of migration, we must tackle climate change. It has become the defining issue of our time. Joint efforts to combat climate change on global scale could never become possible without the coordinating role of United Nations and the platform offered by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. We trust Fijian presidency to achieve concrete results during the 23rd COP this November, building on the Paris achievements from last year. Ladies and gentlemen, as the society-led response to the threats of climate change shows, the big universal problems can be tackled by inclusive societies. Inclusive societies are fundamental to empathic and inclusive development. However, in recent years, we have witnessed the shrinking of the space for civil society. This trend must be reversed. One of the most prominent guarantees for empathic, inclusive development, for democracy and the rule of law, is to mainstream gender equality into all areas of life. It is proven that equal treatment of women and men has a multiplier effect in eradicating poverty. Estonian Welfare Development Plan for 2016-23 covers policy areas from employment and social inclusion to equal opportunities in applying one's talent in all walks of life. Our goal is balanced participation of women and men in all levels of decision-making and management, both in public and private sectors. It is important not to forget about gender balance in conflict situations either. Engagement of women already in the early stages of prevention, resolving crises, and building peace reduces the probability of relapses to violent conflict. Therefore, we need to encourage women's participation in peace processes and acknowledge them as actors of change with really great potential. And we must never tire in implementing United Nations Security Council Resolution 1325 and related resolutions on women, peace, and security on every level. The adoption of the Peace-Building Commission's gender strategy last year is a worthy milepost on this road. For women to fully enjoy their role in the society, it is crucial to eliminate gender-based violence. We should ensure that survivors are treated with dignity and that the perpetrators are held accountable for their crimes. Estonia continues to support actions addressing gender-based violence and reproductive health needs of most vulnerable women and adolescent girls, for example, via UNFPA in Ukraine and by supporting #SheDecides initiative. I am convinced that Secretary General Guterres' commendable effort to bring more women into United Nations decision-making is also an inspiration to women globally. It will also have tangible effect on UN policy development, making it more empathic and inclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the use of information technology and internet are part of everyday life of people everywhere. Estonia can share our experience on how to best utilize e-governance to achieve the SDGs more efficiently and at lower cost. Estonia has been organizing an event series at the UN with the aim to introduce the already well-proven benefits of our e-governance to international community. We sincerely hope that the events will lead to concrete action and partnerships. Moreover, this summer, Estonia and Singapore together launched the Group of Friends on e-governance and cybersecurity. The aim of the group is to raise awareness, share best practices, and promote capacity building, now when these topics are becoming increasingly important at the United Nations level. Digital change is everywhere. Its biggest effect on us right now is making geography obsolete. Attacks via cyberspace know no range. Friendships and partnerships formed in cybersphere, they know no borders. It makes us closer to each other globally. A digitally enhanced global civil society functions better if states provide their people with safe means of digital communication. In analog world, it is easy to identify yourself, even to people you do not know, as states have provided us with passports. Similar identification need exists in cybersphere, yet too few governments provide the means of safe identification. The governments need to catch up and give this possibility to their people, to protect them and to allow them to transact and communicate safely online. A greater dependence on electronic services has, however, resulted in greater vulnerability in cyberspace. But this does not mean we can or we should try to stop digital progress. Instead, we need to continue efforts to analyze how international law applies to the use of ICT, particularly the principle of due diligence, countermeasures, potential application of the right to self-defense, and international humanitarian law. I call upon all states which have not yet done so to accede to the Council of Europe Convention on Cybercrime. I would also like to underline the statement of the Freedom Online Coalition, in which they express deep concern over the growing trend of intentional state-sponsored disruptions of both access and dissemination of information online. No one should be denied the right of peaceful assembly, the freedoms of association, opinion and expression, be it by the means of physical presence or online. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to address all the aforementioned challenges successfully, we need strong United Nations. Estonia welcomes the Secretary General's UN reform agenda. We strongly support the efforts to link the reform of UN's peace and security architecture with the reform of the UN development system. We welcome the emphasis on conflict prevention and peace building, creating societies resilient to vulnerabilities. Estonia's chairmanship of the Second Committee of the United Nations General Assembly is being firmly guided by the principles of inclusivity and empathy. It is in our common interest that the Second Committee tackles the global challenges that fall under its remit, and we count on your good faith in achieving this. As a member of the Accountability, Coherence and Transparency Group, Estonia is working closely together with a number of countries to improve the working methods of the Security Council and the functioning of the UN as a whole. We need empathy and inclusivity also in the Security Council. And that is why Estonians hope that our first-time candidature for the seat of a non-permanent member for the period 2021 will be successful. We regained independence 26 years ago, but already have 22 years of participation in UN peacekeeping under our belt. As a small country, we care for all those who are vulnerable in this world. As a digital society, we are a story of hope, a story of rapid transformation from poor country recovering from occupation to one which is able to provide for its own citizens and contribute to multilateral cooperation. Again, as a digital state, we consider transparency and being close to people an obligation of a state. And we are adamant supporters of rules-based decision-making and clarity of the process. We fit in with those who want to make UN more nimble to face the challenges of the 21st century. Thank you for your attention. Merci à votre attention.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Estonia for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the Head of State?